heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Jason, glad to have you here today, man.
Oh, I really appreciate you guys responding. I'm happy to hear that you guys are willing to get involved here.
Slow down. We'd actually like to get involved as little as possible here.
Yeah.
But that said, you emailed us about Amelia. Tell us about her. How'd y'all meet?
Well, you know, things have been interesting in my life lately. I don't know how much backstory you guys need, but, you know, I wrapped up a really nasty divorce about a year ago. And, you know, I wasn't looking to run right back into somebody else's arms or anything. But after a while, I felt like things started to click with Amelia, and I hadn't felt like that in a long time, so I decided to run with it and then see what happens.
So, how new is the whole thing with Amelia?
It's pretty new. We've gone out on a couple of dates, and I thought it was going well, and minus the last time.
Oh, okay. You threw out, I remember, a couple ideas in the email as to why you're in this situation.
Yeah.
So shall we just dive in?
Yeah. Okay, well, we had talked about going and doing something this last time, but we never really had any, like, set plans, nothing concrete, and it was a Friday, you know, it was after work, and I thought, like, going out for dinner would be a great idea. So I was going to have to eat sometime, you know. There was a place I wanted to try, so I suggested we meet up there. But there was a pretty crazy wait. It was easily an hour and change, and that kind of put me in a bind.
In terms of what do you do now? Like staying, going, that type of thing?
Exactly. So basically, I just have to cool it and hang out at the bar for a while longer. I mean, you know, those wait times are a scam, aren't they? No way I was going to be that long. I figured in the meantime we'd grab some drinks, maybe an appetizer, and be seated like 20 minutes later. Tops. Amelia, though, she was not convinced.
Oh, she had other ideas.
Right.
What did she want to do?
The girl was hungry. She wanted to eat.
Okay.
I felt bad. She mentioned she was starving and that she hadn't eaten anything since breakfast. So I'm racking my brains trying to figure out what else we could do on a Friday night. Keep in mind, I had no... It didn't matter where we went. We were going to find some sort of weight. But I... Genius that I am, I had a solution.
All right. And,
oh, no.
And that was what?
Well, I had some steaks and things at home, and I lived, I don't know, maybe like 10 minutes from where we were. So I tell her all this and say, hey, we can just go back to my house and kick it over there. I can cook, and she can't say yes fast enough. She's like sprinting to the car.
Okay.
So that's what we did.
Yeah, that's apparently where your problems began, according to you.
Well, I don't really know what the expectations of a guy my age are these days, but my first thought was, okay, I can grill. That's in my wheelhouse. Cooking, you know, that's not exactly my strong suit. My wife usually did all the cooking.
Okay.
So it was never something I really wanted to do. And on my own, you know, I eat a lot of meat. I get by and all that. Just worried now that maybe she was a bit overwhelmed is all.
Right. Okay, so how bad did you botch it? Was it the steaks and nothing else? Like, what happened?
No, the steaks were on point. I actually had a bag of broccoli in the freezer that I doctored up a little bit, and then I made some baked potatoes. For me, I thought it was a pretty bad meal. You know, real solid.
Okay.
But considering she hasn't replied to me since, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm grasping at straws, but it's all I've got at this point.
You didn't feel sick or anything afterwards, did you?
Oh, geez, or you don't think she did? I don't know, attribute it to you and food poisoning or something?
Oh, no, not that I know of. But again, she has never responded, so... And I don't know. I was just trying to solve a problem, and it was the best option available. It's all I could come up with at the time, so, you know, sue me.
Please don't. Well, look, we'll see if we can smooth things over here. We'll talk to Amelia. That's coming up next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So, Jason and Amelia. Jason, newer to getting back out there and dating from what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And they had these plans and he wanted to try the spot but didn't have reservations.
Mm-hmm.
And homegirl was starving. And, Amelia and, was
and
so
then,
hungry.
And then he had to improv.
And improv sounded pretty good.
It
went back to the house and
not bad.
Feasted. I mean,
not
the man
bad.
Made steaks. He had broccoli, he
doctored
said,
up broccoli.
And baked potatoes. I mean, that's a pretty balanced meal.
Unless it was not good.
Was everything undercooked?
Unless,
terrible,
yeah, look.
I don't know. Something's going on because he has not heard from Amelia since. So let's get her on the line and solve this thing. Hey, is this Amelia?
Yeah, this is Amelia.
Hey, Amelia, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. Thanks for not kicking us to voicemail this time. We're calling you to give you this free date package that we do on our show. So you'll get to pick like whatever you want to do for it. We pay for it. You just have to agree to go out on the date with the person who entered you. Now, don't freak out. Okay, you know the guy. It's Jason. Is that ringing any bells?
Oh, jeez. Okay, Jason, that figures.
Okay, so I'm... in the sense it's not an easy yes.
Yeah.
And we do these a lot, okay? Most of the time when we make these calls, it's fairly obvious what the issue is or
is.
Where one person went wrong.
Right.
But in this case, when we talked to Jason, he admitted that dinner might have left you a bit unimpressed.
Yeah, you could say that, definitely.
But he took full responsibility.
Yeah.
He thought he was being helpful. He realizes now he could have done better.
Yeah, okay. It's just that he's a grown man, so I just expected more. Well, I don't think I'm really being unreasonable.
Like roles or?
Hey, I'm sorry, okay? I really am. It might not have been the best call, but it was the fastest thing I could think of. I just knew how hungry you were.
Oh, you're on the call?
Right.
Yeah.
Like we said, we got the chance to talk to him for a bit.
Like just a few minutes ago.
So we can't cook. is that really that big of a deal? Like, he can work on that, or it's something you could even do together, you know?
No, he's going to need too much work. The cooking, that's kind of the least of his worries.
Okay.
Right.
What was it you were expecting?
Like a table, maybe? That would have been a nice place to start, or like somewhere to sit. And I don't know. I might be being picky, but like a plate?
Okay. Explain what...
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he didn't have... any of that. We got to his apartment and it's like really nice complex. So, you know, I had some high hopes there. I know it's not his house. Like he told me about the divorce and it's possible some of his stuff is just like not in his possession currently, but he had nothing. And I've seen college guys with better places. I feel like I should have called it then and there, but he was so excited about grilling and I'm like, okay, well at least there's food. In the fridge.
Yes, I do have a fridge. Thanks for acknowledging that.
Well, that's a plus.
Yeah, and anyway, he gets done, and I'm starving, and we sat on the couch because, again, that's all he had, remember, like, no table.
And you said no plate.
That's what I heard. You didn't have a plate?
No, I did not. He did not own a single plate.
But he served you a meal like a steak.
How does
on what?
I don't want to think about it too hard, but I believe it was the top of an old pizza box.
I'm sorry.
I think he was, if I remember correctly, he was eating out of the skillet. Definitely the option I would have offered to company.
I'm almost afraid to ask. Were there utensils?
There was a fork. One fork.
A fork.
He gave that to me, and then he found a plastic set in one of the drawers. Otherwise, I don't know. I think he thought we'd share.
Stop it.
That was the plan with the cups.
He didn't have any cups.
That's.
He did have one cup, and to his credit, he did wash it before he gave it to me.
Oh,
so hey. I guess the cups got to count for something. Yeah. I don't know what.
All right, look, Jason.
Buddy.
Have you never heard of a Target?
I said the same thing, the exact same thing. He just said he had what he needed.
Me now, because you know, what do I need? Okay, I don't actually have people over, and after the divorce, I didn't want to go back. I took what I needed, you know, for myself, and that's I got my pot. I have a glass. If I'm honest, I usually drink out of a can.
Okay, so you eat out a lot. Is that?
Yeah, sometimes I order in, but it's mostly the majority of it is takeout and stuff, and I don't like wasting a lot of money on things that I don't need.
Well,
but eating out for every meal is like way more expensive.
Especially now, yeah.
Just buy plates. Like, for sake, you're grown.
I'm sorry my house didn't live up to your standards.
Well, don't do this on me.
I'm just saying that maybe make me a list of things I need to have in my house so it's good enough for you. Could I stand to have a few cups? Sure. But all I know is that most people have too much in their house.
Jason.
Oh, my God. Why are guys like this? I'm not, like, talking about, like, doilies or, like, throw pillows or something. I just, like, ate off a pizza box. So, I don't get it. You have a job. You're doing all right. Why is it your life? Why do you choose this?
So, house is a disaster, but date-wise, what are we thinking?
Hey, keep in mind, we make reservations.
Yes, we do.
If that helps, you know, so no more fun little surprises or pizza boxes.
I feel like the only date I want to go with him on is to, like, IKEA. Like, he needs help, for real. I could go to IKEA with him. Is that an option?
Hell no. No. We are not paying
They're
for...
They're cheaper. They ain't that cheap.
Wow. Nice try, though. Guys, thank you all so much for your time today.